If you have your Bible this morning, turn to Jonah chapter 3. Jonah chapter 3. Amen. Verse 1 said, "And the word of the Lord came unto Jonah the second time, saying, Arise and go unto Nineveh, that great city, and preach unto it the preaching that I bid thee. So Jonah arose and went unto Nineveh according to the word of the Lord. Now Nineveh was an exceeding great city of 3 days' journey. And Jonah began to enter into the city a day's journey, and he cried and said, Yet 40 days and Nineveh shall be overthrown. So the people of Nineveh believed God and proclaimed a fast and put on sackcloth from the greatest of them even to the least of them. For word came unto the king of Nineveh, and he arose from his throne, and he laid his robe from him and covered himself with sackcloth and sat in ashes. And he caused it to be proclaimed and published throughout Nineveh by the decree of the king and his nobles, saying, Let neither man nor beast, herd nor flock, taste anything. Let them not feed nor drink water, but let man and beast be covered with sackcloth and cry mightily unto God. Yea, let them turn every one from his evil way and from the violence that is in their hands. Who can tell if God will turn and repent and turn away from his fierce anger that we perish not? And God saw their works, that they turned from their evil way, and God repented of the evil he had said that he would do unto them, and he did it not." I want to preach just a little bit this morning, if God will be my help, on this thought, a renewed commission. A renewed commission. As we see here in the book of Jonah, we see a prophet. And the Bible says that this prophet was a prophet of God. And the word of the Lord came unto Jonah. He told him, he said, arise and go to Nineveh, in Jonah chapter 1 and verse 2, that great city, and cry against it, for their wickedness has come up before me. So the Bible speaks of Jonah being spoken to of God, and God gives him a commission. Amen. He said, rise up and go to Nineveh, that great city, and cry against it, for their wickedness has come up before me. But what does Jonah do? We know the story. You know the story. He said, but Jonah. Amen. What happens when we start butting against God? Amen. It usually gets us in trouble. Amen. We shouldn't butt against God. Praise God. Because goats butt. We're supposed to be sheep. We're supposed to be following in what God would have me and you to do. Amen. So that we can be pleasing, found pleasing to a holy God. Amen. That should be our whole purpose in life, to be found pleasing unto God. He said, but Jonah rose up to flee unto Tarshish from the presence of the Lord. Now, we look down on him a lot of time because he did this. But when you understand the situation that Jonah was in, and he knew who God was, and he knew that God was right in righteousness, he knew that God was full of grace and mercy. So when Jonah is commissioned to go and preach against Nineveh, against the Assyrians, one of the wickedest and vilest people that Israel had ever run up against, wickedness and vileness and cruelty was their name. That's what they were. They were a cruel and a wicked people. So much that it come up in the eyes of God. I wonder today, as I thought about this, what America would look like in the eyes of God now. The violence and the cruelty and the wickedness that's in our country today. Well, God help us. Amen. I'm wondering if God ain't going to have to send a Jonah to our country. I believe he's wanting to. I believe he's wanting to recommission you and I, praise God, to preach and cry out against the great city and the wickedness thereof. You look at Asheville, North Carolina, where we live, and there's wickedness everywhere you look. There's alcoholism and sodomy and wickedness and murdering and killing and beating and raping and maiming all around us today. It's rampant. It's an epidemic. But God said that he fled from the presence of the Lord. If we ain't very careful what we'll do when things get bad, amen, we'll flee from the Lord. I don't know why it is, but it seems like people will run from God instead of to God. I want to say, when things get tough, praise God, we ought to run to God. Amen. Listen, fellas, we ought to gather our children up, get our wives, our children, praise God, our family, and praise God, when things ain't going good, amen, and run down to God. Find you a good man of God, say, praise God, preacher, we need some help. Amen. Hey, find you somebody, praise God, that's full of the Holy Ghost, and say, we need some help. Please help me pray. We need that in the day and hour we live. We need to be lifting up each other. We need to be realizing, praise God, that there's a great commission that we have from the Lord, amen, to do the things that bring glory and honor to His name. So we see here in chapter 1 that Jonah rose up. We see he had a good reason to rise up, amen, but God had gave him a commission. And it doesn't matter how difficult that commission may seem, praise God, you can do that that God has commissioned you to do. Amen. Don't just sit there and look at me, praise God. You can do what God has commissioned you if you want to. Amen. Amen. Now there's a whole lot of things we want to do and we accomplish that deed. Amen. But we just don't want to do anything for God. Amen. And we don't have the kind of reason that Jonah had. Jonah had a good reason, praise God. He said, hey, listen, Lord, if you're going to destroy those old wicked Assyrians, praise God, that's all right. They need to be destroyed. Amen. Payback's rough. So he went from the presence of the Lord. He said, you know what? I'm not going to do that. And he turned and he took off just as hard away from God as he could. But he didn't realize the power of an almighty God. What God could do even for those old wicked Assyrians. Amen. God says, their wickedness has rose up in my sight. I've seen how wicked they are. Hey, that great city. He said, I want you to go and I want you to cry against it. Amen. Tell them the error of their ways. But look what happens. Now this will happen to you and I, praise God, if we ain't very careful. The Bible says that he went down to Tarshish. He went down to Tarshish. The Bible says he went down to the docks. The Bible says he went down to and paid the fare. The Bible says that he went down into the ship. The Bible says he went down to the ship. The Bible says he went down into the ship. You see what happens when we get out of the presence of God? When somebody's backslidden, somebody's going against the Word of God and the things of God, it seems like you start down, and if you ain't careful, you just keep going down and down and down. Praise God, until finally you get plumbed down in the belly of a whale. Amen. There's nothing as hard as a child of God who's backslid. Amen. There's nobody as vile as a child of God who's backslid against God. You say, well, preacher, I wouldn't say that. They're still saved. Praise God. Yeah, but for backslid, they're resisting and rebelling against the Savior. They're resisting and rebelling against God Almighty. Praise God. And it's an awful, awful place to be. Amen. Because they begin to go down. And they go down sometimes they don't care who they take with them. They don't realize it. When we backslide, when we turn our backs on God, amen, we take a whole lot of folks with us. Jonah went down there and he went down and down and down, and he got down there with these fellows on the boat, and they got out just a little ways, just a little while after he got away from God. It don't take long for God to try to get your attention. If you're a child of God, He'll get your attention pretty quick. And they went down and got in that boat, praise God, and they was headed out, just they headed out to sea, praise God, a storm rose up. And they couldn't do nothing about it. The fellas on there, these were mariners, they were trained, they were efficient and contained in that boat. But they could do nothing against the God of Jonah. Amen. And he went down and down and down, and he brought these people down with him. If we ain't careful what we do, we go down and we keep slipping down, and we bring people down with us. We can never lift nobody up, praise God, while we're going down. Amen. Praise God, what we do, we'll just bring them down where we're at. And we'll get satisfied because all these folks is down there with us. But I want to say this, that's not a good thing. Amen. But he brought these folks down. And he said, in verse 6, he said, so the shipmaster came unto him and said unto him, what meanest thou, old sleeper? Amen. He got down in the bottom boat. Praise God. He went down there. He went down slow. He got in the bottom boat and just went to sleep. Not a care in the world. Cared not that they perished. Amen. Because he was running from God. And he said, old sleeper, call upon thy God, if so be that God will think upon us that we perish not. And they said, everyone to his fellow, come and let us cast lots, and we may find whose cause this evil is upon us. So they cast lots, and the lot fell on Jonah. Amen. They knew who it was. They said, it's this fella here that's caused the problem. Amen. And they said unto him, tell us, we pray thee, for what cause this evil is. And they begin to question him on who he is, where he come from, his occupation, what he did for a living. Amen. And he said, I'm a Hebrew. It said, I fear God, the Lord God of heaven. Amen. The true God, which hath made the sea and the dry land. And then the Bible says that these men were exceedingly afraid and said unto him, why hast thou done this? For the men knew that he fled from the presence of the Lord because he had told them. Amen. You know what? A lot of times we tell people that we're fled from the presence of the Lord by our attitudes and the way that we live. That we've fled from Him, praise God, when we ought to be running to Him. But we see the Bible says that they said unto Him, what shall we do unto thee that the sea may be calm? For the sea was wrought, and was tempestuous. Amen? And you know what He said? He said, hey, all you can do is take me and cast me into the sea. All you can do is just chunk me overboard. Amen. It's the only thing that's going to fix this because I'm running from God and it's God's punishment. It's His wrath. But you know what? He had no care and compassion for these fellas. Have you ever thought about what Jonah could have done right then? Jonah could have said, oh God, forgive me, a sinner, Lord. Please help me, God, and let me get back on track. Lord, I'll do whatever you want me to do. Praise the Lord. But he didn't. You see how good, when you start going down, if you ain't careful, we just keep going down and sliding down till we get to the point that we don't even care about those around us. We don't care that we're bringing them down with us. Amen. So he had no compassion on these fellas. They done everything they could. Amen. They were throwing out the hardware, the boat. They were lightening the load, trying to keep the boat afloat. And Jonah was just watching. Amen. He didn't even offer to help. Amen. Because when you get down, praise God, when you get away from God, you go down and down, praise God, to a point that you just don't care. That's a bad place to be in the day and hour. We live a place that we just don't care. Amen. We've got people, loved ones around us everywhere that's dying and going in, slipping off into eternity, lost without God, and it seems like we just don't care. We've lost the compassion for those sinners, praise God, that need to be saved. Amen. So we see Jonah as he begins to go down. And the Bible says that come to the point that they had to take Jonah and they had to cast him out of the boat. Now it's amazing to me that these old sinners, praise God, were more compassionate than Jonah was, and him supposed to be a prophet of God. Amen. Just shows you how far down we can go if we ain't careful. We can go down to where we don't even have the compassion that the old lost world has. But we see it. We see as he was running from God, and we see how he endangered himself. He endangered others. But we see how God, to a point that God, he was cast overboard. And God, it amazed me, God had commissioned a great fish to swallow him up. Now, Jonah would have been perfectly content, praise God. Said, just throw me overboard, let me die, praise God. At least I won't have to go and preach that old wicked people. At least, praise God, maybe they'll be destroyed and my people will be preserved. But see, we're not going away from God. We're not going down and down and down for God's glory. We're just going down and down and down. Our country, our homes, our families, our relationships just keep going down. Amen. And they get farther and farther from the presence of God. And we wonder why everything is in the shape it is. Everything is in turmoil. Everything is in a mess. Praise God. These homes that's a struggling, praise God, without the Lord. And it's not His fault, it's ours. Amen. We need to be abiding in the Lord. And we need to have a renewed commission. So we see God, He commissioned a fish, a great fish, to come and swallow Jonah. Now Jonah could have been content, like I say, he'd been content just to die, just to drown out there in the ocean. He said, just cast me overboard. But praise God, God wasn't going to let him get off that easy. God's not going to let you get off that easy. He's going to commission a great fish to swallow you up, amen. Take you down in the very belly of hell, praise the Lord, so that you can see how good God is. So the Bible tells us God commissioned this great fish and it come and it swallowed Jonah. But chapter 2 tells us that Jonah began to cry out to God. So I say, well, preacher, what do you need to do, praise God, to fix it, to make it right? Amen. We need to cry out to God again. Amen. Amen. We need to cry out to Him from our heart. He said, if my people, which have called on my name, will humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then will I hear from heaven and then will I heal their land. Amen. So he began to cry out from the belly of the whale. He began to cry out from that place of death that he was in. He began to cry out that he could get out. Amen. I don't know about you. I don't like being down in the darkness. I don't like being down away from God. I like to be up in the presence of the Lord, don't you? Amen. I like to be up here, praise God, where I'm worshiping, praise the Lord. Amen. And if I get down, amen, I'm going to dig and call and seek His face and pray till He starts bringing me up so that He can bring me out.
Amen.
Amen. And that's what He wants to do. But we're like Jonah. Sometimes we get it in our mind and we just keep going down and down further and further into this old life and wickedness that's in the world, praise God, instead of digging and calling to get out. Amen. We start looking for the Lord. We start crying out to God that we could start asking God for deliverance, to deliver us out of that place that we are. I don't know about you. I don't like to be in that place where it's sad and lonely and hard, praise God. I want to be in a place, at least if I'm going to be somewhere, I'm going to be on the middle ground, praise God, where I can shout a while and cry a while and shout a while and cry a while, looking for the Lord, praise God, and seeing His presence in my life, seeing Him around me, seeing Him around my family, seeing Him reaching down and touching, seeing Him looking through the darkness, praise God, and seeing where we are and lifting us out, turning the light on for us so we can see the marvelous grace of God. Amen. In the darkness of the belly of the whale, said He lift up His eyes. Amen. That great fish, out of the fish's belly, he began to cry. He said, I heard, and I cried by reason of my affliction unto the Lord. He heard me. Out of the belly of hell cried I, and thou heardest my voice. Amen. He said, He had cast me into the deep. Amen. He had allowed me to be out in that deep. And the floods compassed over him. The billows passed over him. But praise God, out of the desperation of his heart, he recognized God. He realized God. The presence of God was real. He said, God, he began to cry out in the darkness. As we cry out in darkness, praise God, God begins to illuminate us. He turns the light on for us. Amen. Ain't it amazing how God in the darkness seems like our darkest times, praise God, God can come along through the Holy Ghost of God, through the Lord Jesus Christ, and turn a light on for you. Amen. Where the darkness has to flee, praise God, and the marvelous light of the Lord Jesus Christ begins to shine in your life. Amen. When you go, instead of going down and down and down, praise God, he got down in the belly of the fish and he began to look up and he began to cry unto God. He began to cry for deliverance and God heard him. It's a lie of the devil today. I've heard people say, well, God don't hear us no more. I'll tell you this, God don't hear you no less. Amen. If you cry from your heart, praise God, you cry from a broken, contrite spirit, God will hear your plea. And He said He would heal our land. Amen. If when we cry out to God, but you know what happens? He said he cried out from the belly of fish and God heard him. Amen. He said he was cast out of the sight. Sometimes we get to where it's like darkness. We did like we can't see the Lord no more. Amen. You ever get to approach? It's like you can't see Him, and you wonder where He went. Brother Bud, you ever think about where'd the Lord go? I want to say the Lord ain't went nowhere. Amen. The Lord's right where He's always been. The Lord's right where He'll always be. Praise God. It's you and I have left, and we've left the presence of God. Amen. Praise God. I don't know about you. I like the presence of the Lord. Brother Bill, I like to come down to His house, praise God, and feel the Spirit of God. I like to see it alive and well and vibrant down at God's house. Amen. Listen, we're not cold, dead stuff, praise God. We're not corpses. We're not dead. We've been quickened. We've been made alive by the power of an Almighty God. Amen. We should strive and be blessed in the presence of God. Praise the Lord. That's what He does. He brings us out. He delivers us. Amen. He said he went down. In verse 7, verse in chapter 2, he says, when my soul fainted within me. Notice what he says he done. He said, I remembered the Lord. Amen. He said, when I got down within myself, praise God, when my spirit, when it's fainted in me, glory to God, there's no hope here. And he said, I remembered the Lord. There's always hope in the Lord. It don't matter how dark it is around us, there's always hope in the Lord. We can always trust in Him. We can always call upon Him. Amen. We can always rely on Him to know us and to help us and to hear us and to heal our land. Amen. He's done it before. He can do it again. Amen. Praise the Lord. You say, well, preacher, it's too wicked. Amen. It is a wicked time. Bible said it'll wax worse and worse. But praise God, I'm glad there's a remnant. And God said, I'll touch and I'll bless. And when they're going down, He said, I'll bring them up. I'll lift them up. He's talking about deliverance for you and I. Praise God, it's time that we got delivered. It's time that you and I were recommissioned in the project and the work of the Lord. Amen. So we see this this remembrance that he had of God. And he said he began to look like Solomon toward the holy temple of God. Amen. When we begin to look toward God, toward His holy temple, towards His holiness, towards His... what he was saying, so I began to look to His presence because he had fled from the presence of the Lord. And when we get to looking to His presence, we get to looking for His presence. For you. It ain't going to be long till you'll find Him. Amen. He'll pull you right up there with Him. He said, and my prayer came in unto thee, into thine holy temple. Amen. And he said that they that observe lying vanities forsake their own mercy. But he said that, see, mercy is the Lord. When we get out of self and self-will and disobedience, praise God, the Lord's there to take us and to love us and to help us and to coach us and to show us where we need to go in the way thereof. But he said, I will sacrifice unto thee with the voice of thanksgiving. Jonah looked out of the belly of the whale, out of the very pits of hell. He looked up and said, Lord, praise God, I know where I'm at, but I'm just going to give you praise. Amen. Amen. You ever got away from, got down to the very bottom, praise God, got way away from God, from the presence of the Lord, and all of a sudden, God, you can, like the prodigal, you come to yourself, and you just begin to praise God again. Amen. And it's like the Lord had never left you at all. Praise God. He just lifts you up, and you begin to shout and give God glory. Have you ever been in your life a time when you got away from God? You thought, I'm not getting no help, praise God. I can do this by myself. You was probably like Jonah. You probably had 3 or 4 different reasons for thinking that. Amen. God was just getting in the way. Hello? God was just getting away. He wasn't helping me none. But then after a little while, you get down this road and you realize, praise God, they's not no help for you nowhere. Praise, and you realize what God had been doing in your life. You realize the blessing God been trying to pour out on you that you just wasn't ready to see unto yourself. And so he cried from the belly of hell, praise God. We got to cry out, praise God, from the belly of hell itself and say, Lord God, deliver me. I remember you. I know where you are. I'm looking to your holy temple, praise God, and looking to the presence of the Lord because that's the only place that I can get help from. Amen. Amen. We can't help ourselves. We don't know what we face tomorrow. I don't know what'll happen tomorrow. I told somebody today, me and my wife don't ever make plans because if we put them out there, it seems like the devil grabs them and they don't last long at all. Amen. I do. She has to live the spur of the moment, amen. I just tell her that this is what's up. This is where we need to go. Praise God, and we go. I used to try to plan it out that days ahead. You say, preacher, you mean you don't plan? I plan the best I can. Praise God, but I don't give the devil my agenda. Amen. I figured out, praise God. I'm not going to tell him where I'm going to be, what I'm going to do, praise the Lord. I'm going to ask God to help me to do that I'd be pleasing to him. And I'm not going to give the devil an inch, praise God, of victory. I'm not going to give him a clue of what I want to do, praise God. Because what I want to do ain't no business of the devil. What I want to do, praise God, is for the glory of my Savior. Amen. Amen. Praise God. Praise the Lord. And so I'm not going to run from his presence. I'm going to run to his presence. And he began to cry for deliverance, praise God. And God heard him out of the belly of the whale. He said, I will sacrifice with the voice of thanksgiving, and I will pay that I have vowed. Amen. And then he says this, these 5 little words. He said, salvation is of the Lord. Amen. Can you imagine in the darkness and the heat and the loneliness in the belly of that whale? 3 days and 3 nights in the belly. Well, you say, preacher, you really believe that long? That's what Jesus said. He said, so must the Son of Man be 3 days and three nights in the heart of the earth. Praise God. He said, just as Jonah was in the way. You say, well, that's just an allegory. It's just a story. Jesus said, praise God, Jonah was a real man and run away from a real God, and God punished him in the belly of a whale. He thought he was in hell. Praise God. His life was gone from him. Any hope that he had was gone. But praise God, he remembered God in the belly of the whale. Glory be to God. And God brought him out of there. Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. When we remember God, salvation is of the Lord. I believe Jonah, it says here in verse 9, he said, I will pay that that I have vowed. I wonder how many times we've said, Lord, if you'll just take care of this. Lord, I'll do this. And Lord, I'll do that. We better be careful. He said, it's better not to make a vow to a holy God than to make a vow and break it. Amen. You will be held accountable when you make a vow to God and you break that vow. I've heard people say, being sick and on a deathbed or being seriously ill, and they say, preacher, if God, just pray if God will heal me, if He'll heal me, I'll do this and I'll do that. I'll get back in church. I'll be faithful. If God, and God does. As God does. Yeah, God touched them. God heals them. God brings them out. And you couldn't find them with a search warrant. Amen. God does. Like Brother said, God does, but they don't. They don't have a bit of a ambition to do that. Praise God. Hey, they're just using God like a crutch. Amen. God help us, church. We don't use God like a crutch, praise God. We use Him as the God of heaven that He is, our Lord and our Savior, praise God. To bring us up, bring us out. Amen. To stay in His presence looking for Him. Desiring that holiness that we have from God. Amen. The salvation is of the Lord. Praise God. If we're ever going to have happiness and joy in our hearts, our lives, praise God, we're going to have to realize that salvation is of the Lord. Amen. Amen. Be willing to tell it. But the Bible says in chapter 3 that He was recommissioned of God. Amen. Praise God. Listen, you may be here today and you've been going down and going down and going down, praise God, and you just keep going down and don't seem like you can get up. But praise God, if we'll just realize that there's a God of heaven that loves you. He loves your house, your home, your family, praise God. And you can just call upon Him. You can make a vow to Him and keep that vow, and He'll save you out of your troubles. Amen. We have an ultimate hope. One day God's going to save us, church, out of all of our troubles. Amen. What's bothering you? Amen. Little old things are bothering us. Little old things are getting away. Little old things are earing us. Little old things are drawing us away from God, from the presence of the Lord. Amen. But praise God, if we just call upon Him for deliverance, if we'll just don't make a vow if you ain't gonna keep it. Amen. God may just take you out of here, that you into something worse than you were before. Amen. But what we do is we believe God. We believe salvation is of the Lord. That He's that way out. He's that ever-present help in troubles. Praise God. That we, no matter where we're at, what we need, He's there to meet that need for us. Amen. He's all-sufficient. He's altogether lovely. Amen. There's nothing bad about the Lord. Amen. You know what? We'll chase after everything that we see in this world. And there's a lot of bad stuff in it. Awful stuff. I mean, grievous stuff. But you know what? There's nothing bad about the Lord Jesus. Amen. There's nothing that He'll ask you to do. Nowhere He won't take you, praise God. That would be bad for you. Amen. Everything will be good for you. Everything will be good for you and your family and your home, praise God. Your life. Everything God has for you is for the good. So we see Jonah. He comes out. And the Bible says in verse 10, the Lord spake unto the fish, and it vomited out Jonah upon dry land. And I just wonder how long he would have stayed. Of course, he was a type of the death, burial, and resurrection of the Lord Jesus Christ. So it had to be 3 days and three nights in the belly of that whale. Because that's what Jesus said. He uses this of Himself. Amen. So we see the Bible says that the Lord spake to that fish. Now He had commissioned the fish to do a job. The fish does a job, praise God. I believe probably that big old fish, when they throw Jonah out of that boat, praise God, that fish is waiting there with his mouth open. Amen. You say, well, preacher, you really believe that? Yep, because I believe God's always ready. Yeah. Amen. God's always ready. You'll never take Him by surprise. God's always ready to do that, praise God, that needs to be done by Him. So see, when we're getting ready, praise God, when we get away, praise God, we want to get back, praise God, God's ready right there to receive us unto Himself. Just like that big fish was prepared, commissioned to take care of Jonah. But the Bible says in chapter 3, I'm going to hurry, I'm going to finish right here quickly. It said, and the word of the Lord came unto Jonah a second time. Ain't you glad for second chances? Ain't you glad, praise God, that God Almighty didn't just call you one time and leave you alone? God come by. Some of us, you know, more hard-headed than others. I talked to a fellow last night. He was talking about children and people. And I said, yeah. And I said, me and you, we're just as hard-headed as they are, praise God. But for the grace of God, we'd be in a mess.
Amen.
Amen. But thank God for second chances.
Yeah. Amen.
Amen. God commissioned Jonah to go out and to preach to that great city, Nineveh. Amen. That wicked city, the wickedness had come up in his side. He said, go down there and preach what I'm going to tell you to preach. You know, Jonah hardened his heart, turned away from God. Amen. But God got him a belly fish. He got deliverance from the Lord. Amen. Vomited him out on dry land. And the word of God came Jonah a second time. And he said, arise and go unto Nineveh, that great city, and preach unto it the preaching that I bid thee. Second chance. Jonah was recommissioned. Amen. So he got it. Can you imagine? After 3 days and three nights in the acid and acidity of that whale's belly. And then Jonah gets out of there. That fish goes up there and vomits him up, throws him up on the shore. What a mess. And then Jonah gets up and God recommissions him. And he said he took 4 or 5 days there to think about it and ponder over it. No. He said, the Bible says that God recommissioned. He said, you go in this great city. He said, the word of the Lord came unto him again the second time. Verse 3 said, so Jonah arose and went unto Nineveh according to the word of the Lord. Amen. The second time he listened to God. God said, I'm going to recommission you. I'm going to give you a second chance. I believe God would like to do today. God would like to recommission us. He'd like to recommission you. He'd like to give you a second chance. He says, to do what? To serve the Lord. To go into the highways, the hedge, compel him to come in. And Jonah was recommissioned. He said he went according to the word of the Lord. And he said, Nineveh was an exceeding great city. 3 days journey. It took 3 days to compass it through. Amen. And so Jonah began to enter into the city a day's journey, and he cried and said, yet 40 days, and Nineveh shall be overthrown. Amen. Pretty simple message, wasn't it? He didn't elaborate a whole lot. He said, yeah, you're going to be overthrown. The armies of such and such. He had no idea, no clue what God's plan was. But he said, listen, God said that yet 40 days, He's going to give you 40 days to make things right. If you don't make it right in 40 days, He's going to overthrow your city. A city, they say, was probably a spread out, was probably over several million people, amen, in the Assyrian city. And he said, he went to a day's journey into it, and he said, hey, I need to get your attention. I believe he already had their attention because I figure he was probably just about as white as snow. Bleached out from the whale's juices, the acidic juices, that old whale. And he goes up into that city. He marches in that city. People's are watching him. Amen. As he comes into the city and he begins to cry out. He said, yet 40 days and Nineveh shall be overthrown. End of message. End of sermon. Amen. But he kept it just as short and simple as he could. Because he wasn't really pleased with having to do this, but praise God, God had recommissioned, gave him another chance. He said, Lord, whatever you give me a chance to do, I'm going to do it to praise God, the best of my ability. And he said, so the people of Nineveh believed God. Amen. Wouldn't it be amazing if we begin to cry out? But cry out to the community we live, cry out to the families that we have and say, listen, just a few days. Just a few days, and the devil is going to overthrow you. He's going to dethrone. He's going to take you captive. You need to trust in the Lord Jesus Christ. You need to believe on Him. Amen. Because that's what He calls to. He called us to be recommissioned. And the Bible said that they believed, the people of Nineveh believed God. And they proclaimed a fast and put on sackcloth from the greatest of them even to the least of them. But I like this here. He said, for what? For word came unto the king of Nineveh. Amen. The king of Nineveh was there and somebody brought him word. They said that they got permission to come in before the king. And they said, king, we weren't going to believe this. He said, there's a man out here. He's just as white as snow. I've never seen anything like this. His hair's white. His skin's white. He's white in every aspect. And he said he come a day's journey to the city. And he said that Nineveh's going to be overthrown. He said in 40 days, God's going to overthrow Nineveh because of our wickedness. Amen. God's going to overthrow America because of our wickedness. If we get overthrown, it's going to be because of our wickedness. Amen. We didn't become the greatest nation in the world, amen, to just sit back and to allow wickedness to take over. We became the greatest nation in the world because of our power with God and our godliness. Amen. And praise God. The world is trying to turn that down. They're trying to tear it down today. They're bashing Christians on every hand. Amen. They're ridiculing those that claim to be a child of God. Amen. But he said the word came to the king and he arose. See, we got to take action. Only way to change something, praise God, is to take action. When God recommissions, He calls us to take action. Amen. To get involved. To do something about it. Amen. Those things that are coming up in our life, praise God, we have to be recommissioned and we have to take action in those. Praise the Lord. To do that God wants us to do. He said he rose up, he laid off his robe and he's covered, and he put sackcloth and set in ashes. And this is the king. He believed God. You say, well, preacher, we don't have no way of taking America back. Praise God if we get the king to believe God. If we can get our leaders, we can get our family leaders to believe God. If we can get our church leaders to believe God. If we can get our community leaders to believe God. If we can get our state leaders to believe God. If we can get our representatives to believe God. Amen. If we can get our president and advisor to believe God. Amen. We can change this whole thing around and make it what God can, if we can be recommissioned to do that God calls to do. And the Bible said, verse 7, He caused it to be proclaimed and published through Nineveh by the decree of the king and his nobles, saying, let neither man nor beast nor a herd nor flock taste anything. Let them not feed nor drink water. But let man and beast be covered with sackcloth and cry mightily unto God. Yea, let them turn from every one from his evil way and from the violence that is in their hands. Because he said in verse 9, he said, who can tell if God will turn and repent and turn away from his fierce anger that we perish not. Amen. And Bible says that God saw their works, that they turned from their evil way, and God repented of the evil they said that he would do unto them, and he did it not. Amen. So we see, praise God, when God gives us a renewed commission, it's renewed for a purpose. That we can tell the world, praise God, about a living Savior, Lord Jesus Christ. He said we're supposed to do this in Matthew chapter 28. Jesus said, all power is given unto me in heaven and earth. He said, go ye therefore and teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Ghost, teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I've commanded you. And lo, I'm with you always, even unto the end of the world. Amen. So he said, this is what I agree with. He said, this is our commission. You might say it's our recommission. God's recommission is to go in the highways and the hedges and to compel them to come in. That they'd be baptized in the name of Father, Son, and the Holy Ghost. Amen. To the saving of their souls. Recommissioned to go into highways and to win people to the Lord. Amen. Jonah went in there. He went begrudged because he knew how wicked these people are. Amen. They were maybe even a little more wicked than what people are in the world today. But you know what? He said, you know, I'm just going to go. I'm just going to go on the authority of God's Word because He's recommissioned me to do this. And so I'm going to trust Him because I made Him a promise. Church, I want to say what we ought to do is just make Him a promise today. Say, Lord, if you'll just recommission me, if you'll just put me out there, help me to be used, I'll be used for the glory of God. I'll be used for you to proclaim the gospel to lost and a dying people. Amen. Wouldn't it be nice, church, just to recommission ourselves today? Say, Lord, I'm going to recommission myself. I'm going to step out on faith, and I'm going to do my best to tell people about the Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. His death, burial, and His resurrection, that He died for me. The Bible said that gospel is a simple thing. It's just what we tell them that Jesus done for us. Have you been saved today? Are you born again? We need to know that we've been born again of the Spirit of God, by the Word and by the Spirit. You remember the day when the Word of God touched your heart and showed you just an old lost sinner in need of a Savior? And you bowed and said, Lord Jesus, please forgive me a sinner and come into my heart. Guide me and lead me. Help me, Lord. Forgive me. Save me by your marvelous grace. Do you remember when you did that? Do you remember? Amen.